Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air, and good morning. I hope you are all happy. Today is Friday, and I am here. So again, in the summertime, it's sometimes tough. It's not like I have little kids. It just seems like everything happens in the summer with my schedule. So I am so happy to be with you. We are wrapping up our weekend today, and I am so excited that I can be here. I have such a great show to offer you next week, and I want to go over who's going to be here. But again, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a psychic, spirit, intuitive medium. I rock that. I love every part of metaphysics, every part of anything that has to do with spirit, and any type of metaphysics that exists. I have a thirst for it. I love it. I love bringing it to you. I'm an RN, which means registered nurse. I've been one for a very long time. I'm a life coach and a counselor. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I love everything anybody brings to this earth plane. And I wish I could have a lot more titles beyond my name, but I think in this life, this is what I was chosen and want to do. So I do have a website. It's www.bonniealbersonair.com. And you can go to the contact page and contact me. I do readings, I do counseling, and I do anything in between. So you will see a little drop-down box that lets you tell me what you'd like. It's either life coaching or a psychic spirit medium reading. And it'll come to my email, which is balbers714@aol.com. And I will communicate with you. I don't have my prices on there yet, and I don't know why. I just couldn't put them on. And so I will let you know when you contact me. Tell me what you want, and I'll let you know what I charge. And I do take PayPal. That's how I get paid. I love that because it's so cool for you and so cool for me. I'm also do readings or counseling on Skype, so you can actually see me. Or we can do phone readings. The only thing I don't do, I guess I could, is email readings, because I'll get so windy, it'll take me longer to do a two-question reading than it would be to talk to you. So I do have a couple question readings, but it will be over the phone or Skype. And I am a columnist for a fabulous, absolutely wonderful metaphysical magazine. It comes out quarterly, and that is psychicinsightmagazine.com. It's free, and I'm Ask Bonnie. So if you'd like to ask me a question and see it in writing, please go to the contact page on that magazine. Jerry Humphreys is the CEO, and he'll send the questions over to me. Everyone and all questions are anonymous, so they will be published in the quarterly magazine. I love the questions I've gotten so far, and I'm so happy that I'm able to contribute to such a fabulous magazine. I also am on Facebook. You can get a hold of me there. Just friend me. You'll get a list of my shows in the summertime. And I don't know why this happens. I haven't been able to keep my social media up. So please forgive me, everyone. I don't post my shows in the summer only because I don't know from week to week what it's going to be and where I'll be. So, but next week I have such a fabulous show. I've got a UK spirit medium coming in on Monday. You all know him as Andrew D. He's a fabulous medium. He's here to bring through your crossed over relatives, friends, anybody you want to hear from. And he is a fabulous medium from the UK. He can answer questions, but I'm telling you, if you want to contact your, I always say dead relatives, the people have corrected me and say, you mean crossed over, Bonnie. So if you want to find your crossed over relatives, you can come, and you know, I'll always find them too. But Andrew, that's what they do over there. He does stand up big shows, and he's pretty popular and famous over there in his hometown and in the UK. So please join us 1 o'clock on Monday. I will not have a morning show. Tuesday, I am off. I've got a cousin coming in. That's why I'm telling you, summer is crazy. So Tuesday, I will be off. Wednesday is our Astro and the Metaphysical Girls show, which is me, Annabelle Miller, and Brenda Brand. Bringing in the astrology, you know Dr. Ron Cole. Thursday, I have a new guy I'm bringing to you. He is so cool. If you look for his YouTube station, it's called Minnow Pond, and he's fabulous. His name is Chris, and he will be here to do readings, to talk about himself. He reads deck playing deck cards, just like Kelly used to do, only it's not birth and life cards. That's how he reads, how he got involved in the cards, and I mean, he's just amazing. So if you go to his YouTube channel before the show, you'll understand Chris and what he does. I am bringing him straight to you. So he will do readings and talk about himself. He's super cool. He's a young guy, and he's very, very talented, real talented. So I hope you all enjoy him. He's at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Bonnie Albers on Air, my show. We have so many people who've written books this summer. I just want to bring that up. And then Friday is wrap up your week with me. That'll be the only day I think I'm doing a show in the morning. But anyway, we have some great authors. Some of our listeners have become great authors. I am so excited for Maggie Trudeau. She wrote the book Down the Rabbit Hole. You can get it in the Amazon bookstore. I am so excited to read this. She's a pranic tube. She does pranic tube. I don't know what you call her, but she does the pranic tube. But what she does on my show, and she's done, so if you know her, she does tree card readings. Oh, she's fabulous. Very technical, very educated, and she just had a book published. So I love this about Maggie. So if you're out there, Maggie, everybody go to Amazon.com and go Maggie Trudeau and go into Down the Rabbit Hole. You know, I never remember names of books, so please forgive me. Just put in rabbit hole in her name and it'll come up. The other book I'd like to tell you about, she was on our show. She is the angel, she's a walk-in. She is the angel Ariel, and I had featured her a couple weeks ago. Her book just came out. It's actually her second book, and it's Claire Candy Howe, and it is Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. I guess I got to read this book. One True Home. I am so excited to read this book. I've just started it, and it is super cool. She's on the front cover, and I am so she sent me a signed copy. So I know in August she's doing a book tour, and oh, she's just a sweetheart. And if you heard her on my show, you'll know that she's amazing. And so we're going to have her back hopefully in August when she gets back from doing all of her book signing and tour. And I just love her. So please, Huff, I think how she pronounces it. So if you will please pick up this book, One True Home, Claire Candy Huff, you will know that she is truly an angel. So now, give me one second. Yes, I am on the radio. So that was my sister. She is also psychic. She's supposed to be here. She loves Friday shows. She wants to start reading with me. And I am sure she is on her way over. But you know, I just wanted to tell you about those two books because I'm just excited about them. Now today, you know, I draw flower therapy cards before I get to the air and start talking about it. I think I'm just going to draw these cards and because I'm just so winded today. But I do have something I want to go over, and there are birthplace numbers. But if I can't get to them today, I will get to them next week. Anyway, I am very and rock with the flower therapy deck, and I love flowers. I don't like picking them, but I love seeing them. The card I drew for you and the show today, for anybody listening, is Open Your Third Eye, the Echinacea. It's safe for you to open your center of clairvoyance. By doing so, you'll see the truth. So anybody out there that needs this card, all of us need this card. Open your third eye, guys. I know you're all talented out there. I know you all have the intuition, the clairvoyance, and you all have gifts. Rock with them, acknowledge them, and use them, even if it's only for yourself. So let me read the card for you. Your third eye chakra is an energy center. It's located between your two physical eyes. Opening it allows you to access your gifts of clairvoyance, which is the ability to psychically see. Oh my goodness, everybody should psychically see. Sometimes we override what we see because it's ourselves, but we've got to learn to use it. It will help you on your life path. Start by focusing on an echinacea blossom or imagine it. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's like a yellow big bud. It looks like a honeycomb in the center with all like purpley white flowers that fall from it. Visualize a deep blue or purple energy flowing up into the space between your eyes. Deeply and relax, allowing your angels and the echinacea to do their work. Be willing to let go of fears associated with seeing the truth. A lot of you out there walk around in an illusion. because you've created that, because it's too sometimes hard or challenging to see the truth. This card is asking you to drop all of that. If you've been experiencing headaches lately, those may originate in your third eye. When the angels try to communicate with you, they interact with your clairvoyance. If your third eye is closed or blocked, it is like they're knocking on the door, waiting for you to open up. Ask your angels to please give their guidance in other and more comforting ways or comfortable ways. Your recent experiences are from the angels. It's safe for you to be psychic. I love this card because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that won't tell anybody that they're psychic or won't tell anybody, and that's okay. Everybody has to rock these gifts and use them when they're comfortable and when they're ready. I love this card because I don't think I've ever not been out there, and I've never experienced anything that anybody has ever said that was challenging for me. So speak your truth, live your truth, and you will know your truth. The next card I pulled out, which is really cool, because I asked for a number, and that was the number 4 card. The first card in the deck that I pulled, because I pulled 2 cards, is open your heart, the red rose. I mean, how perfect is that? Open your third eye and then open your heart. People are using their heart instead of they use their third eye, but they're going in through their heart space. So this is what Aquarian age is bringing, psychic through your heart space. And I love this card. Your potential for greater love rests in opening your heart. Blockages and wounds from your past will be healed, and you'll be met with true passion, the true passion you seek. Red roses have long been associated with love and romance. This healing flower offers sensuality, passion, and a deeper connection with loved ones. I love deeper connections. To experience these gifts, you must open your heart chakra, which is an energy center, another energy center in the middle of your chest that houses the vibration of love. Everyone should check in with their heart center, even if it's in the morning and you are loving life, yourself, your pets, or just breathing, and just check in with your heart center. Steady your heart center, look at your heart center, and then start your day with love. Painful experiences may leave the blockage in your heart chakra. Release them to the light and connect with the healing energy of red roses. Start by finding fresh roses or a beautiful photo or even in your mind's eye and start looking at it. Let these images flash through your mind without judgment. Then let them slip away one by one. Any of your hurts, any of your love lost, any of your guilt or blockages. You'll feel your chest tighten as you become balanced. When you become balanced, you're attracting your soulmate. It's time to move on from previous relationships. There's passion out there for you. Your relationship is growing in strength and trust. That was the alternate meeting. So somebody out there needs that message. I know I've been with my soulmate for 35 years, even though I think I turned 17 this year. So I've been with him a pretty long time up in the ethers, and I've rocked many lives with him. So when I get this card, I just always think of how lucky I am, and I go into my heart space. So again, these cards are generalized, and they are for people who are listening, someone out there, somebody in chat or online. Then I drew a soul journey card. You know, that's what I do on Mondays and Fridays. And if anybody asks, I will draw a card for them. But the card that I drew for this show, because I always meditate on the show before, you know, when I tell you I don't love some of the names that he uses, James Van Prague, for his soul journey lesson deck, but I love the meanings. So I would change the word because this is one I don't like. But I drew the envy card. I am the same, but I like what, instead of thinking of envy as, you know, a challenging, not great word or card, he uses it in a positive way. So listen, and that's what I rock with. I am the same as everyone, everybody. but with different challenges. I love this because we all are human. Well, we think we all are rocking human DNA to be here. And if you're not, you have human DNA in you. And the only difference that we have are our challenges here, what we were set out to do in this lifetime, what our life path and journey is. Not one is the same, even though we come as a group to help each other. So I love this card. You must learn to accept that the obstacles in your life have been chosen for you and by you. To be jealous of the soul path of another is to doubt your ability to judge what is best for you. It is human nature to covet the perceived luxuries of someone on a different journey, but to try to emulate him or her is not being true to your own guidance. You have chosen this life and these circumstances for a reason. By disregarding that and following in the footsteps of another, you are only setting yourself up for confusion and disappointment. You never truly know what is going on in another person's life and what personal challenges he or she may face or be working with. So to be envious is to play a fool's game. Be authentic to your inner voice, because only you know what is in your best interest. If you don't follow your own life path, you will have to reincarnate in an attempt to learn your original lessons here. I tell everybody that if you are not going to live your life journey, if you're not going to get on your soul path and you deviate into someone else's, and we do that, especially when we don't do it for a long period of time. But if you choose to live someone else's path, you have stopped their growth on their life path and you've assumed their life journey. And what happens is, and I bring up kids because we all are, a lot of us are guilty of doing this and thinking we're helping. But actually, after a while, it's okay to give advice, to watch them, to give them our guidance, but to go onto their life path is stopping their journey and it is changing yours. I had someone on the show, the McNabs, and Cynthia McNabb is one on karma and life paths, living your life journey. So this card is so perfect for all of you. And we do it with friends, we do it with spouses, we do it with family members, and we do it with our children. We have to learn that there are certain life paths that we've chosen, and we've chosen it for a reason. So to pick up another person's life path, or to be jealous or envious of another person, like, I mean, come on. I wanted to be Madonna and Lady Gaga all rolled into one because I'd wanted to be the rock star. But to be envious or jealous, that is not what I was put on this earth for. I just love that they can entertain so well. That's a healthy way of saying you're envious of someone. An unhealthy way would be to try to live their life path, be bitter, be nasty, talk nasty or challenging about them. But I can tell you that we are all here for a reason. And this reincarnated time, you're here to be you. And that's what you have to find out, which is really weird because today I just pulled, you know, I was on clearing, cleansing, and protecting, and I thought, okay, I think we're done with that unless anybody else wants to hear it, and you let me know when I pick up the phone lines. But Spirit brought me birth and life paths back again, and then I picked these cards. So it is really cool. I'm going to save these actually for next week, but I read a little bit about them, and then I'm going to get to the phone lines. I love this. I don't know if anybody ever heard of the Kabbalah, and you know what? The Kabbalah is so cool. It's Jewish mysticism, but there are plenty of people who are of all religions that go into Kabbalion. So I was so excited about, I started to try to read about it, but it was so complicated. I just know if Spirit wants me to be there and bring that to you, I will. In fact, I think I got the Idiot's Guide to Kabbalah, but I haven't opened it yet. But anyway, they have a really cool article about life paths and life purpose. Just going to give you a little bit about it, and then we'll go into all the numbers at another time. Although, if you know, if I have time, I'll start with the numbers later. But what is my purpose in life is the question we all ask. The reason represents life is the expression of reason for being. We all want to know this. Why am I here? What am I here for? Sometimes our challenging parts of our life, we're like, what? We really wrote this? At least, you know, that's what I think people say. But we are all here for a reason. The reason represents the intelligence that is within all of us. For example, if the power within a seed, we plant this seed and we don't know what it's going to be. We get a handful of seeds and you mix them up. And with that seed, they're all the same. You put them in the earth and oh my goodness, in the springtime, flowers or fruit or vegetables. And they're all different. They all have a different life path, origination, and purpose. Autumn, and they go to describe the flowers and fruits too. The purpose indicated by the birth path consists of qualities to be developed through one's thinking, the ideas to be accomplished, and to success to be made. So I love this because we're all here for a certain reason. We could be here for one reason only. We could be here to assist somebody. We could be here to love somebody that previously we've maybe in a past life did not. We're here to make up or to increase our karma, our good karma, meaning working off our challenging karma. We all have it. Somebody told me I have 37 years or lifetimes of karma I have to make up. I hope this lifetime I'm going to create one less. So I think if we all get on that page about we all have a life path, then we are going to be so much more tolerant and not change other people's life paths to fit ours. And that's one of the big things I love, because we all are unique. We all have a different reason for being here, and we all should find out what that reason is. So now I'm going to get to the phone lines. And if you remind me, if everybody wants to hear more about what I was talking about last week, which is cleansing, clearing, and protecting, please let me know, because I didn't spend too long on it. But anybody that wants to know, please ask me when you're on the phone lines. And if you want to hear more about life path numbers, I really believe our life path, to look into our life path of this life, we've got to kind of look at our past lives. And I think that's where this is leading me for some shows coming up, maybe after the summer, because I don't know, although I think I have 3 more weeks before I have to go to New York, and I can start life path and our previous life path journey, if that's what everybody would like to hear, and if spirit brings it to me to give you. So I'm going to pick up the first caller. The first caller is 519. 519, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi, hi, Karen. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so blessed. It's like I never get a chance to be on, and it's like in the last couple of weeks, you've been such a huge part of my answer to prayer, and your show is fantastic. And every show just seems to be directed at exactly what my question is.
Oh my goodness! Well, you know what, Karen? You are such a wonderful, lovely, and soul. I already know that the 3 cards, well, actually the 2 cards that I brought you in flower therapy, you could actually use. Because see, yes, you have opened that third eye, girlfriend. You know you have it. I know you have it. And probably everybody around you knows you have it. And then the heart with the roses, with love. So let me hear what's going on, because I think about you and I know that you called. When spirit brings me messages, I don't always, well, I can't remember what they bring me, but I remember you. So tell me what's going on, and please answer, you know, tell me what I can do for you today.
All right. Well, I, first of all, roses have always been my most precious flower. I love roses.
Well, wait a minute. What color? Oh, Karen, what color do you like? Because they come in all different colors.
I love all the colors of the rainbow, and I love David Austin roses, the big, fluffy, flowery.
Well, honey, I hope you get many roses in your life.
Ah, thank you. Especially Oprah's rose, the Esperance rose, is like magnificent.
Oh, I love that. I love you love roses. I'll tell you, red, you know, when in spirit, we get different color roses for different, you know, messages. And so I love that you love roses. So how's Canada? Aren't you in Canada? You're in Canada, right?
Yeah, I'm in Canada and it's absolutely beautiful. We've had beautiful weather. We're in the east, so we've had an abundance of rain. Unfortunately, the western side of Canada hasn't, but we have. And so we're very, very lucky. It's beautiful. It's warm.
What's warm? Like, I think I was talking to a friend in Toronto, I think about 3 weeks ago, and it was 72. So for us, we're at 100 degrees. So that's not warm for us.
For us, that's warm. Yeah. It's better than white. It's better than white. Although white has its beauty too.
Absolutely. White is one of my favorite colors, as well as black. So night and day are my favorite. So I get what you're saying. I didn't want anybody else out there thinking you were saying it's warm and they're thinking, wow, Canada's 100 degrees. So
today it's only 14 degrees Celsius. So it would be cold for you, but we love it. It's perfect.
I'll tell you, I'm ready to come to Canada, honey, because I'm done with this 100 degree weather in Florida. But I love Florida and it's so sunny and beautiful, but I'm ready for some cold weather, which is why I was happy to go to New York all year. But so, okay, tell me, Karen, what can I do for you today?
Well, Bonnie, it's kind of, I'm glad you said my third eye was open, because I was wondering, because I'm really feeling the opening, but I'm really noticing, trying to understand if my, you know, how when you have feelings that things aren't authentic around me, trying to understand if that is exactly what that is, or if it's, you know, holding on to old patterns. And when I'm aware of my, you know, my surroundings, including, you know, my relationship and my finances, I look at something about me is preventing me from receiving, you know, courses that I've purchased, or the love or the truth. It even comes down to not being sure if I'm receiving the truth, if that sounds.
No, I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. I think that card, I mean, it talked about truth. If you looked at, if you heard this card, I'm going to give you the end of these cards, because then we're going to talk about it. But on the, I can't even believe I read this and you're on the phone. But the thing is that, remember, it says, by doing so and opening your clairvoyance, you will see the truth. Okay. So the thing is that I think many people walk around in an illusion, but it's the illusion they create to protect themselves, Karen. And I don't believe that everybody is the same with the illusions. And let me just read this because I love this. I need to find about the angels. I mean, if you're experiencing that headaches, the angels are with you. You have to be willing to let go of fears associated with seeing the truth. There's the card for you. Because, and then you can focus on the echinacea. I love my flower therapy deck, but I've got to tell you something. We all walk around and in some type of an illusion, whether it's a good one or a challenging one. Here's an example. So I have a friend, and I have a friend who's spouse always has to find other people to be with. So for her challenges, she loves her spouse. And does she let her whole life affect that? and she never has. But her illusion is that that's okay. But it is okay because that's okay for her. Now, my illusion, I would have been gone a long time ago because I couldn't live with that illusion. So see, this is what I'm telling you. It's everybody's, I know, especially I have clients who have very challenging relationships. And for some people, one thing works and for others, they don't. So for you, Karen, and then you can ask me your question, but I think you see what you need to see and you hear what you need to hear, but it's what you have to do with that is what's really perplexing you. And yeah, that's something. Oh, that's something. Thank you. But that's something that I wouldn't, or spirit will show you, because for them, I can see what it's doing to you and I can see what this life is for you, but I can't tell you what to do because I could tell you what to do, but that wouldn't be fair for you, nor would it be fair for anybody involved. But what I do want you to know is if you take the illusion and you see, Karen, for what you need to see your relationship for, then you've got to ask the angels and your spirit guides and masters and everybody to help you understand what you need to do walking your life path. So ask me the question that you want to ask me. Except you can't ask me what to do, because I can give you the examples and it's you who has to decide. I feel like that you're being tugged and pulled in one way and tugged and pulled the other. So I can feel like, yeah, I can feel the both halves and split right in half. I could see the right half and the left half. It's really crazy. But when I see that, I usually ask you to be careful of what you do too hastily, because that will create what the other when you're split half and half, if you bring the half back slowly to a whole, it then works better. If you take two halves and you use clamp it together real quick, then it falls apart again. So if you can use that analogy. So tell me what your question is, because I feel like I know it, but go ahead and ask me. Or if you don't want to ask me, you can just tell me how you feel.
Well, it was funny, you were talking about those two beautiful ladies, both of who I've heard on your show. And it was so, you know, it tugged at my heart, because I'm thinking, while you're not making the decision or trusting what you're feeling, you're missing out on stepping forward and doing what you know you're being called to do, which...
Absolutely.
...large in this world. I know I have a special gift. I know I'm supposed to share, but I'm so consumed with the situation I'm in on do I do the right thing, because I'm not feeling it's as authentic as I'm being told it is.
Okay, I agree with you. So the thing is, if I were you, and I'm glad you asked this question, is this is how, if you want, you know, what spirit's showing me is this. If you move forward in your spiritual life, meaning what your life journey and path is, and you put blinders on to everything around you, everything will take care of itself. You will then see, and things will take care of itself and fall away. Because the truth, that non-truth falls away when you start walking your spiritual path. So my question to you, Karen, would be this. Why are you allowing this to consume you? If you're not going to make a decision and you don't know which way to go, because I can feel those two sides, then why don't you start walking your life path in what you want to do and then let the rest fall as it may?
Ah.
See, because they'll either be with you or they won't. Either it'll be with you or it won't. And once you move a foot forward, spirit takes care of everything. So let's say you were going to be, and I'm just throwing this out, a spirit artist. Let's say you were going to draw, maybe you can see people's auras and you can draw them. Okay. And you're really doing something else. Well, as soon as you start walking that spirit aura path and that you start doing what your life path would tell you to do, everything else will start. You'll start getting clients. You'll start doing, finding like-minded people. Everything else that it matters won't seem as important. And then that relationship that you don't know what the truth is will start seeming and appearing clearer, because you'll be clearer and you'll be walking your straight life path. This is what I see happening. Now, I don't know what you do, so I, for spirit, and I'm not quite, you know, whatever, I'm not sure. You're so talented. I feel that you have a lot of angelic energy. I think I've told you this. And I feel that you absorb people's feelings and thoughts. And if you listen, close enough and take your feelings out of it, you'll hear what they're saying. And you'll feel what they're saying, and you don't need to react. You need to either teach what is what should be, or you need to walk away and allow yourself to walk on your life path. Now, walking away, I don't mean walking out of a marriage or walking out of a relationship. What I mean is to walk away from all of the drama and continue down your life path. The spirit isn't going to let you suffer. They are going to show you a direction, Karen. If you can see the direction, which would be moving straight forward on what you want your life to look at and let everything else fall onto the wayside, everything and spirit will take care of what's coming next. So I know that you've been consumed with a lot of things. And believe me, and rightfully, many people would be. But I do want to tell you, if you can't make a decision and you don't know what's right, then what I say is, that's why I see two sides of you, is start moving slowly by putting the pieces of you together and not worrying about all of the other things going around you. They will take care of themselves. You are either going to see a relationship that starts to build again and trust that starts to build again, or you're going to see a relationship that is not going to be able to sustain what you now want, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. You are so amazing.
Oh, I wish I was, but thank you. Is there a question?
There's so much teaching in everything that you say, and it resonates so true. You know, you can, it's almost like this search to hear the truth. And it's funny because, you know, we hear things that we think we want to hear, and then you feel it in your heart and you realize, no, that's probably my wishing.
Yeah. But you know, I got to tell you something, Karen, and this is why I say about illusions. You know, the one question, because I am a counselor, I asked my girlfriend, I said, do you want to live, and this is because this is her spouse, do you want to live with, how do you see your, envision your life? So if you leave, how do you envision your life? And if you stay, how do you envision your life? I knew he would never leave her. In your case, that is not what I'm seeing, but not because I think he would leave you or you would leave him, because I'm not going to get that far into it right now. But with my girl, she said, I can't live without him. So I said, okay, if you can't live without him, why are you envisioning yourself living without him? But you can't change him. So either you have to work within the confines that you have, but you don't have to accept it. You can talk to him and tell him how hurt you are and how you don't want this to happen. You can walk away and make a different life with someone else that might not do that. And she chose to stay. They have been married 38 years, and I will tell you, she has some challenging years, but she never envisions her life without him. Do I think that's sad? I think that maybe in a different life that she owes him something like this, and that she owed him undying love no matter what circumstance. Now he will have karma to, you know, that he's accruing, because you just don't do that in a relationship. But she is not going to live, she's not going to let her life on this earth this time be without him. So see, you know, you've got a lot of, then I have a girlfriend and I have my sister who is psychic also, who didn't see her life path, and she left her husband very quickly without thinking. And now she's miserable all these years and she's alone. So you know, and then she said, if I would have thought about it, you know, maybe we could have worked it out. So see, you've got two different sides of the spectrum. And that's why I said, unless I had more, you know, the insight I do have about you, your relationship, and they're bringing back the scene is that your spouse, you've been together a long time. I think you've known each other a long time. Yeah. And yeah, well, mine's 35. And I feel that he loves you. But he's got, and I can see the hormonal change in him. So I feel like and many men and women go through this. I feel that he's in the middle of feeling he's not young anymore. This is subconscious. He's not young anymore. He's not, you know, it's the same old, what's his life all about? And then comes in some younger people, and they build him up, they're flirting, they're looking like, whoa, and he's looking back because now it's making him feel alive again. That doesn't mean you haven't. What it means is that you've been together and you're kind of, you know, it's kind of the same routine. And for men and testosterone, that happens at midlife. Women now have it. It used to be women would just live with it. Now you see women doing the same thing. So is it right? Will he get over it? Will you be there when he does? I just feel that you have a lot invested, and I don't feel he thinks he's doing anything wrong. And so have you talked to him about this?
It's funny, because even last night I told him everything that you said, because yesterday, I mean, he left really, really early in the morning, and I'm not one to, but I had a feeling, so I went, and it just, things didn't feel right, and so I brought it up to him, and I said, you know, I know you're a gem, and I know you love me, and I said, but you, when I talk to you and tell you, you know, this is your age, and I know that you're having a hard time accepting, because he's also got scoliosis, and he's a beautiful man, and He was, women have always, like young, old, have always commented on his looks. He's a beautiful, like he is a very beautiful man and a sweetheart. And, but now I said, I know you're getting old. And so I know you love the attention, and I'm okay with that. Other than you're not setting boundaries when they're calling at 9:30 on a Sunday morning for business. That's not okay.
So I said, that's right.
I'm trying to tell you that you have opened the door and let them think that it's okay, and this is my personal time and space. And he goes, oh, you think too much. And that's all I get. And that's when I go, well, it's not that I'm thinking too much. I'm trying to tell you that, you know, these boundaries are being crossed, and you're opening the door, and you're telling me nothing's going on, but you have given them the okay that it's okay to, you know, invade on, and everything's quiet and private. And I said, something's not feeling right, and I'm just trying to tell you that, because it's my second marriage. I did leave my first. It was more alcohol and abuse, and I've done a lot of healing around that, and I have children and grandchildren, so I feel like I'm emulating, you know, you don't walk away from a marriage, you work on it. However,
absolutely,
when it doesn't feel that somebody's being totally honest, and I'm thinking, does he really think, is this the truth, or is he really thinking I'm buying into it? Like, confusion coming in.
Well, here's what I think. I think a little bit of it, both. I think that first, I feel that he thinks it's his right. Okay, that's hormonal. That it's his right. It's okay. I don't know what she's talking about. He's in denial. But the other thing is, if you are uncomfortable, Karen, then you need to set the boundaries. And you need to say to him, if you can't set those boundaries, I'm going to have to set them. Because I've tried to tell you how I feel, and I love you, and this marriage means a lot to me, and I hope to you. And what I feel is this: if you're home and it is an emergency, I understand. But my time with you on this earth, we don't ever know how long we're here or how long we're going to be able to be with each other, okay, healthy. So I want to spend every minute that I can, knowing that we both have, you know, other jobs and other hobbies, with you. So I'd like us to set these boundaries together. And the boundaries I feel are adequate are this. And list them, put them on a paper, and then say, so what do you feel? Because you telling me that I think too much, the reason I think too much and my intuition is telling me is because we haven't set boundaries. And I understand this happens. So help me to feel better about what you're doing by let's setting boundaries together. And if you can't, these are what I feel I can accept. And you hand him the boundaries.
Okay, that's beautiful.
And the thing is, if he throws them away or he doesn't look at them, then your intuition would tell you he doesn't want to be bothered. He thinks that this isn't worth it. And he must be thinking it isn't worth it because he's not setting his own boundaries with people. And that's when the issues then will start to come up. Because I really believe that if you talk to him, I feel like he's a man's man, though. I don't feel like he's really into emotional drama. I think that he likes everything to go well. He likes I can feel his aura right now, and he's into that midlife crisis. I really feel he is. And they do come out of it, some of them, but sometimes not unscathed. And that's what you want to tell him. Though we don't want this marriage, you know, we want this marriage to last. I want to walk down the beach and holding your hand in the sunset. I want us to look into each other's eyes and say, wow, we did it. And if we can't, I need to know why, because I'm not feeling the love right now. And so let's help me get back to that love. And that's what you need to do.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. That's and I really name. Think, and that's what
it's
you need to tell
you said
him.
That, Bonnie, if you've said that, what you just said has always been my dream. I've said that 1,000 times. I want to be in my late 60s, looking into a man's eyes and never having to say a word because her heart says it all. That's my dream.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I've got a you know, I've got spirit here. Do you have, is there a female spirit? And did you lose your mother, or do you have is your mother in spirit, or your grandmother must be, but I have a female spirit here.
Do you? My mom.
Okay, it's your mom. And your mom, every time when you just said that, she just glittered my whole body. So she knows that's what you want. And what she's saying is, let me hear, I've got it, is don't give up, but try. Because she feels that's what you are always a romantic. Were you always a romantic?
Big time.
Okay. And she said that you should have that romance in your life. So what she said, don't give up. Don't give up your dream. Okay. That doesn't mean that you keep you keep quiet. Well, I was going to say keep your mouth shut, but I don't say things like that. So it must be spirit. But she's really wishing and hoping, and she is with you to make this work. And I feel the more talking you do to him, the better it will become. Then he'll get the message when you stop making an illusion for him.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
And my mom leaves diamonds everywhere, and every day I find diamonds all over the place.
Yeah.
I know she's with me.
do you know why? because she's throwing them at me. 10 is the number of completion. 9, 10. Okay. So she wants you to know that, you know, your life is going to be complete, that you are going to have everything that you want. She's with you to show you that. And it's just a matter of you seeing that. And so I so and hear your mom just with this biggest smile. She has a beautiful warm smile. I don't know if she did here when she was on Earth, but she's got this beautiful, yeah, she's got this beautiful warm smile. She's putting her hands out to cup your face. Oh, so I'm gonna, my hands are now cupping your face. And she wants you to know that you were the most beautiful child, that she loved every minute of, she's looking in your eyes as a child now. She loved every minute of having you. And she knows that you hadn't had it easy always. And she would like to help make your future easy. So talk to her. And she's saying you do. And she will help you.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was so beautiful.
She You're
died
welcome.
Young and she yeah. died of a broken heart. So she knows how to help. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. And she's saying she's with you. That she don't even think for a minute that she ever thought that her life on Earth was short, because she had you. That was her legacy. That's what she's saying.
Oh, so,
yeah. And she, and whether you knew it or not, because I for some reason she's saying whether you knew it or not,
I didn't.
the connection that she, yeah, that connection that you had for her in spirit has been one, it looks like one cord. She has a cord right to you. So she doesn't leave you. She watches over you. She's instrumental in trying to achieve what you want in life. And she actually, did she know your husband? I don't think, does she know your husband?
She met him once.
Yeah, because she said that she, just what I, she said she really didn't know him well, but she's the one that drew him to you.
Aww.
So I'm going to say that she's instrumental when she did pass on to make sure that this was a meeting that would last forever. And she wants to see that happen. But I am going to tell you, yeah, I'm going to tell you that in order for it to happen, he has to change, is what she's saying. Okay.
Oh my goodness. 10 months, Bonnie. I dated him for 10 months and I got pregnant, or 10 months, 10 years, and I got pregnant. And I remember saying, oh, this is my mom telling me, get off the fence, girl, because there was no choice.
Yeah. She actually brought him closer to you.
Oh, that's so funny. I love that. Thank you.
I have 90 seconds to. Oh, thank you. I love you. Please come.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And honey, you're loved by a lot of spirit and a lot of people on Earth. Just always know that.
Thank you, Bonnie. You're such a blessing. God bless you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day, Karen. Thanks. Bye-bye. Everyone, I know that on with me. Yes. We have great shows next week, and I'm hoping you all join me. Please join me. I do, you know, sometimes I'll spend a minute, sometimes I'll spend 20. It just is what spirit brings. Thank you for staying with me. I Maggie, I hope you were there to hear that I promoted your book. I see you in chat. Everyone, it's Down the Rabbit Hole or Something by Maggie Trudeau, and it's M-A-G-G-I, like the Magi, which I love. And I want to thank everybody for being here, staying here, and listening to me this morning. And thank you, Karen, for sharing, you know, on this show with everyone. And I will see you Monday at 1 o'clock. Remember, Monday is not a morning show. I have a spirit medium from the UK to answer questions for you and to bring your spirits through. Thank you. Bye. Have a great weekend.